earth, and sky.
We have the tools now to control malaria, and in some countries where transmission is not so intense and the health infrastructure is good, they can eliminate malaria, stop transmission, and set up surveillance.
You're listening to malaria expert Joel Bremen of the National Institutes of Health, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Bremen spoke about the state of malaria today. It's a mosquito-borne illness that affects millions worldwide. Bremen told Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar he thinks it might be possible to eliminate the disease by mid-century.
Dr. Bremen, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Delighted to be here.
Now, according to the World Health Organization, half of the world's population is at risk of the disease malaria, and close to 1 million people, mainly children, die of it each year. Tell us more about the state of malaria today.
Well, you're absolutely right. 109 countries, which contain half the world's population, are endemic for this devastating disease. It's a parasite that infects the red blood cells, which then can clog up vessels in the body, causing all types of problems. The parasite is carried by a female mosquito, an Anopheles mosquito, so it's a vector-borne disease. Now, there are hundreds of millions of episodes of malaria. Characteristically, they present as fever and chills, and then all types of signs and symptoms can occur. So this disease is rampant. It affects children preferentially, with the most severe form, and pregnant women are also susceptible because those two groups have altered immunity, and young children haven't yet developed immunity to this disease.
What are some of the ways that are proving the most effective in eradicating malaria?
Well, there are some exciting new breakthroughs, and the first is that we now have some new drugs that are very effective against the most severe form of malaria. There are four different types of parasites, but in Africa in particular, we have Plasmodium falciparum, which has developed resistance to some of the drugs in the past. And the new class of drugs, based on artemisinin, a compound, is now combined with a whole raft of other drugs, and this type of therapy is very, very effective. Secondly is personal protection by use of bed nets. Basically, the mosquito lives in, not lives, but rests in the house, in the dwellings, bites at night, and then after biting, goes on the wall, and these bed nets have insecticide on them, and they both repel the mosquito and kill it upon contact. The third thing is that there's a renewed interest in the classical types of vector control, and that is spraying the houses with insecticides. DDT is now being looked at in terms of its effectiveness compared to the needs, and also other alternate insecticides which cost more. And even control of larvae is being looked at.
And also, I guess even looking ahead, there is research into a vaccine as well. Tell us more about the latest science research in developing a low-cost a vaccine for malaria.
Well, this is a very exciting area, and there have been some breakthroughs over the past decade. The vaccine that attacks the infectious form that is inoculated by the mosquito into humans is one that recently has shown to be up to 60% protective when given to young children in several African countries. And that is now going into what we call phase three trials, and that's widespread trials. So the laboratory work in producing this vaccine, it's been a marvelous coalition between a private company, GlaxoSmithKline, and Walter Reed Institute of Medical Research, along with support from a number of different groups, including NIH and some others, to move this into the field. So some widespread community-based studies are going on.
What are your thoughts basically on how realistic it might be in the near future, within our lifetimes perhaps, that malaria might be thought of in the same ways that we think of polio as a disease of the past?
Well, I'm an optimist. That's why I'm in this business, but I'm also a realist. I worked many years on eradication programs, and I did participate in the smallpox eradication program actively. So I have learned with some of these more complicated challenges not to put a date and an event in the same sentence if you don't have the hardware and software to get the job done now. So I think, number one, I think it's realistic, but I think it's in our lifetime is probably a good time. I also caution people against overpromising and underachieving. In fact, just the opposite is probably at this stage appropriate for malaria. So 2050, some people have used. I think we could put that out there. We have the tools now to control malaria, and in some countries where transmission is not so intense and the health infrastructure is good, they could, they can eliminate malaria, stop transmission, and set up surveillance.
You've been listening to Joel Bremen, Senior Scientific Advisor at the Fogarty International Center of the U.S. National Institutes of Health. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Lindsay Patterson. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.